Good morning, a Monday morning. And we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, surveying the headlines today, the one thing that has now risen to the top and is something everyone should be concerned about is the coronavirus. The New York Times says it looks increasingly like a pandemic, according to experts. SARS stung the global economy. The coronavirus is a greater menace. Virus threatens U.S. companies' supply of Chinese-made parts and materials. The ramifications, most important, importantly, of course, to those who are ill, and the list of those dying is growing.
Well, that's right, David. It sure does look like it could be a pandemic. On the one hand, the authorities don't want people to go into panic. On the other hand, they want to make sure they're doing everything in their power because they don't want to get caught flat-footed and have critics saying you didn't do enough when you should have. The Chinese, of course, are furious and believe that the U.S. has led the way in making them into a pariah state, and they are really lashing out. I don't know what they can do, to tell you the truth. They are the site of this. They themselves have put all kinds of quarantines and other things into effect. And for them to be yelling about other countries doing the same thing seems to me to be really tough. But it does demonstrate one thing, and that is the interdependence of the United States and China and everybody else in a world economy. And when you shut down one major facet of that world economy, you can see that the results are going to be extraordinary. Our stock market has taken a tremendous fall based on this thing as China becomes a non-player. It plummets. It goes down hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points. And I don't think we're done with that yet because I don't think anybody figures this out.
We will, of course, continue to cover that. And now the Senate has set the final Trump impeachment vote for Wednesday after witness testimony, as you'd been suggesting all along, Alan, would be rejected. It's quite a historic week. You've got the Iowa caucuses starting up tonight, and you have the president's State of the Union address tomorrow, followed by this vote on Wednesday. The president has already been out pre-Super Bowl interview, lashing out against Democrats and the candidates who are running against him, including Michael Bloomberg.
Well, first of all, on the Bloomberg situation, he's coming up fast. We know that. And I think that the president knows he has the resources and the ability to beat him down. And the Bloomberg people are not taking any garbage. As soon as he says something about Bloomberg's height, Bloomberg comes back and says, yeah, you're worried that I'm going to beat you. And that's what this is all about. And that's true, I'm sure. All of a sudden, Bloomberg looks like a major player here. And with so many Democrats so appalled by what this president does, Bloomberg looks like a guy who could win. And that's what they're really interested in. There are those people who say, it doesn't matter, we have to be true to our principles, we want to have the right guy. Bernie Sanders is the right guy. Bernie is ahead in Iowa, in the polls, apparently. There are those who think that we may as well lose with dignity and lose with a great Democrat like Bernie Sanders, who is not, of course, a Democrat. He's a socialist and has never accepted the Democratic nomination. So this is going to be a real tough fight. To me, the issue seems to be all those people who want to beat Trump and get him out of there. So this is going to be an interesting thing. We're going to see Bernie probably win Iowa. But then what happens when you go to the places like South Carolina and others? Meantime, you know, Biden is doing his thing, saying he can win. Unfortunately, his laconic method of speaking leaves a lot of people cold.
So what does the president say in his State of the Union address tomorrow night, and how do the Democrats respond to him in the midst of this vote coming on Wednesday?
Well, I think there'll be polite applause, David. The word is always out there. You don't disrespect the office of the presidency, if not the man. So I think that the Democrats will politely applaud. He'll come in. He'll take credit for doing a lot of things. He will, of course, lie. He's lied all along. You know, the next day the newspapers will say what lies he told. Nevertheless, what I think will happen here is Trump will marshal his forces as he's been doing all along. The Republicans versus the Democrats will continue to be a basic holy war.
After the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo's dust up with Mary Louise Kelly, NPR, the Secretary of State goes to Eastern Europe and Central Asia and defends press freedom.
Well, of course, they always do that. As the old saying goes, watch what I do, not what I say. So he goes over there. He knows he's under tremendous pressure over this press business. If you use the F word, it's bad enough. But when you use the F word on somebody who's trying to do her job, it really does create a tremendous antipathy. Now, we know it at WAMC because, as you know, we're about to go into a fund drive in 1 week, and we are scared to death, frankly. We always are. And, David, while we're on the subject, how much do we have in the lockbox?
$617,354 in that lockbox. You know, we've been saying we want to get to $800,000, though, before we start at 6 a.m. next Monday.
David, we have to, and I'll tell you why. We are getting so close. Can you imagine a WAMC, which takes out huge amounts of time to raise money, as we are doing right now? We are very lucky that we have the roundtable, that it has served as a vehicle for us to get some of the money and to remind people, but at the same time to discuss all of those issues. So all I can say is the WAMC crowd has always known what to do. We recently had a woman, David, who inherited a fair amount of money, but not a wealthy woman. And she wrote to us and said, I'm giving it all to you. But I think it's thousands of dollars. It's not hundreds of thousands of dollars, or even $100,000. But here's somebody who is so dependent on this radio station to get it right and to do what we do, that she is making that commitment.
Talk about a challenge. Come on, everybody. Pay it forward. WAMC.org. It's our radio station.
It's WAMC.org. And at 9 o'clock, you can call 1-800-323-9262. Maybe the most famous telephone number in America.